This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi met President Draupadi Murmu last evening and staked claim to form the government. The oath-taking ceremony will be held on Sunday evening at Rashtrapati Bhavan, and the President will administer the oath to Narendra Modi and his new cabinet at 7:15 p.m. Earlier, an NDA delegation led by BJP President JP Nadda also met the President and submitted a letter stating that Narendra Modi had been elected leader of the BJP parliamentary party. Letters of support from NDA constituent parties were also handed over to the President. Speaking outside Rashtrapati Bhavan, Mr. Modi stated that NDA will form a strong, stable and growth-oriented government. Mr. Modi said the President has appointed him as Prime Minister-designate and he has informed her that they are comfortable with the swearing-in ceremony being held this Sunday. He added that the Rashtrapati Bhavan will work out the rest of the details now, and by then the list of the Council of Ministers will be handed to the President. The Prime Minister-designate assured the nation that his government will not leave any stone unturned to develop the nation at a fast pace. Rashtrapati Bhavan said in a social media post that President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Narendra Modi to the office of the Prime Minister of India, exercising powers vested in her under Article 75(1) of the Constitution. The President requested Mr. Modi to advise her about the names of other persons to be appointed members of the Union Council of Ministers and indicate the date and time of the swearing-in ceremony to be held at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Earlier in the day, NDA Parliamentary Party unanimously elected Narendra Modi as its leader. The Reserve Bank of India has decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5% for the eighth time in a row. Consequently, the standing deposit facility SDF rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility MSF rate and the bank rate at 6.75%. While announcing the rationale of the decisions, RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das said that the inflation growth balance is moving favorably. The CBI has filed its final charge sheet in connection with Land for Jobs scam alleging involving former Railway Minister Lalu Prasad, his family members and others. The special court has listed the matter on the 6th of July for consideration on the charge sheet. Earlier on October 4, 2023, the court had granted bail to former Railway Minister Lalu Prasad Yadav, Bihar's Deputy Chief Minister Tejasvi Yadav, Rabdi Devi and others concerning a fresh charge sheet in the alleged Land for Jobs scam case. In another case, CBI also filed a supplementary charge sheet against PRS leader K. Kavita before a Delhi court in the liquor policy case. Telugu Desam Party National President N. Chandrababu Naidu will take oath as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh on the 12th of June at 11:27 a.m. The swearing-in ceremony will take place near Vijayawada. NDA senior leaders and chief ministers of neighbouring states are expected to attend the ceremony. This will be the second time Mr. Naidu will take oath as the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh post-bifurcation in 2014. Election Commission has decided to accept applications from political parties seeking allotment of common symbol for general election to the Legislative Assembly of Jammu and Kashmir with immediate effect. The Supreme Court had directed the poll panel last December to hold assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir by the 30th of September. Registered, unrecognized parties have to apply for common symbol to field candidates for polls. Delhi police has prohibited flying of subconventional aerial platforms including paragliders, paramotors, hang gliders, unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs and hot air balloons over Delhi during the swearing-in ceremony of Narendra Modi as Prime Minister. The ban will remain in place on the 9th and 10th of this month. In the French Open tennis men's singles semi-final match, Carlos Alcaraz Garcia of Spain defeated Yannick Sinner of Italy at Roland Garros last night. In the final, Alcaraz will face Alexander Zverev tomorrow. The Indian hockey team has two matches left in the AFIH Hockey Pro League 2023-24. They will be up against Germany today and again host Great Britain tomorrow at London in a bid to end their campaign. And that is the end of this news bulletin.